Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. This is Yasir Qadhi welcoming you to the MuslimMatters.org podcast. For more quality media, be sure to subscribe to our podcast. Wa jazakumullahu khairan. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
Assalamu alaikum. This is Brother Omar from Muslim Matters, and I'm here with Sheikh Abdul Nasser for another installment of What's in Your Ear. So, Sheikh Abdul Nasser, what are you currently reading?
I've actually been reading some scholarly journals, a few PhD theses that have been published about reconciling social and legal theory. So basically trying to, with my background in fiqh and my newfound passion for talking about community and family and a lot of the social sciences and social services and community, there's an entire area of study on how do we reconcile, how do we basically find a balance between legal and social theories. So kind of doing some reading and some research on that. Back in the 60s and 70s, there were a lot of academics turning their attention to this specific issue and subject. So as typically it happens in the Muslim community, we're usually a little bit late getting to these types of things. So this question seems to be coming up a lot, reconciling fiqh with our current situation of community, the different dynamics of youth and family. So reading basically what they were able to take a look at, what they figured out for themselves, and then inshallah try to frame that in an Islamic fashion or based on the Islamic legal theory, inshallah.
Anything particularly eye-opening that you'd care to share with our audience?
Yeah, basically that whenever we set out and a legal theory is established, a legal system is established, it tends to be very devoid of emotion. And, you know, that's why if you look at the symbol of law, even in this country, it's got the blind lady. Justice is blind. Lady justice is blind. But when we look at the human side of things, it's the complete opposite of things. And if I think I'm only reading this to see how they were able to reconcile that from a secular or even a Christian perspective. But of course, in the prophetic model and the prophetic example, we have the perfect balance of these two issues where there is a legal theory, there are consequences, we do have to take a stance on certain issues, but we will always incorporate people's situations, people's circumstances. And if you actually look back at classical fiqh, there's an entire area of the discretion of the qadi, the discretion of the judge, ta'zir, that basically the judge can make a call. He can almost play it by ear based on the situation that presents itself in front of him.
Okay. Anything interesting that you're watching or listening to right now?
Watching or listening to? Something interesting. I mean, listening to, I'm constantly listening to different recordings of Islamic lectures or tafsir from very, very great scholars. You know, listening to the tafsir of, Sheikh al-Sha'rawi is always a favorite pastime of mine, and it finds its place on my iPhone. The other thing that I listen to actually quite often is, of course, I'm a fan of listening to classical Qurra and the famous reciters of the Quran, but I always like finding the diamonds in the rough, the little gems. Like over here in the Dallas area, we have Sheikh Abdul Qadir in the Fort Worth Masjid. I always, whenever I get the opportunity, I'm at the Fort Worth Masjid, I'll turn on my iPhone and record his recitation live in prayer. Because I feel like very, very proficient reciters of the Quran, the way they read in prayer is another thing altogether, mashallah. At the same time, I actually met a young Hafiz in St. Louis. He's not going to like me mentioning him, but Hafiz Zishan, he's doing his medical school in St. Louis. And subhanAllah, I was teaching meaningful prayer there, and they asked me, Sheikh, lead the prayer. Now, my throat was shot, and I was tired, so I kind of ducked out a little bit. I didn't want to lead the prayer, and then this young man goes up to lead the prayer, and once I heard him reading, I couldn't even remember why they would have asked me to lead the prayer, mashallah. So I like finding these little diamonds in the rough and recording their recitation, and that's sort of what I listen to. I recently actually hosted Junaid Jamshed over here in Dallas, so I've been listening to a lot of Meeta, Meeta, Pyara, Pyara, Mere Muhammad Kanam. For those of you who don't speak Urdu, tough luck.
Any Dil Dil Pakistan?
No Dil Dil Pakistan. No Dil Dil Pakistan.
All right. Last question. Are you using any cool new gadgets or technology?
Nothing absolutely new. I mean, my iPad has become my go-to device. It's become a real favorite of mine. The biggest benefit I can state for the iPad is I remember when I used to travel for a longer period of time, I would have almost a suitcase full of books just for my reading and my research. I must have at least 50 to 60 classical texts in PDF form stored away on my iPod, on my iPad. So I love my iPad, and there's actually a cool new device that, you know, a friend of mine just purchased. It's the Asus. It's kind of like a tablet, but the ability to write on there with a pen is really phenomenal. So I'm preparing for Quran intensive, the summer Arabic and Tafsir intensive I'm teaching, inshallah, and I plan to be teaching that by writing on the tablet and wirelessly projecting that on the screens, inshallah. So for those of you who come through Dallas, you might want to swing by to check out my slickness, inshallah.
Inshallah. Jazakallah khair.